Vigo County Health Department spokeswoman Megan Bland says her county is receiving small shipments of the H1N1 vaccine every week, but not enough to distribute to anyone besides healthcare workers at this time.
We're just asking that the public to listen to the media, whether that's TV, radio, or reading the newspaper, and then we will be releasing information, to the media once we begin immunizing those target populations.
Those target populations include pregnant women, people from 6 months to 24 years old, and people living with or caring for children under the age of 6 months. Despite high demand, Monroe County Health Department Administrator Penny Cottle says it's important healthcare workers are first in line.
So we want to vaccinate our healthcare workers so that they can be at work and take care of those who are ill, regardless of what is causing their illness. And we also don't want them bringing infection to someone at the hospital or at their medical facility. And pregnant women and young children are being hit hard with H1N1, and so that's why we've gotten vaccine out to them first.
Once more vaccine arrives, Cottle says Monroe County will hold clinics for people who want the shots. The state health department has a website dedicated to the H1N1 virus, which includes a listing of which counties currently have the vaccine and which do not. The department also has a toll-free hotline available for the public to ask questions about H1N1 and vaccine availability. For WFIU News, I'm Jessica Gall.